This is Twit.
I think I Justine topped all the reviewers. Somehow she got Apple to give her all seven colors of the new iMac 24 and made a video unboxing. Look at those colors. Now, see, when you're looking at it, which color? Now, what's funny is the backs are more saturated than the fronts, so.
No, that's
you know what I'm sad
really,
about?
That's really good by design. That's because you don't want to have, like, your face filled with, like, this red, shockingly red screen.
Oh, that's
you.
A good point.
Or having that stuff reflecting off your glasses when you're doing chat.
No, that's a good point. Yeah.
Really cool
so
stuff.
So you want it more it's subtle in the
it's
front.
It's fun in the back. It's a party in the back and business up front.
It's the mullet, Mac. Yes, Doc Rock?
I just wish she had to set them up red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. She just did take that opportunity to Roy G. Bivitt and then throw the silver one in the corner.
You wanted her to do it by hue, not luminance. Oh.
Yes.
Looks like she's instead done it from light to dark.
But she's the joy goddess of tech. She gets to do what she wants.
It's pretty.
True story.
She's done it by wavelength, says John. Jock wants it by wavelength. Roy G. Biv is wavelength, and she's
6,000 angstroms, right dead center.
That in the middle. Something. Yeah, it's kind of your middle C of colors.
That's the deep red. Yeah.
440 hertz. Pretty impressive.
Maybe that's just how fast they are. We're seeing the Doppler shift of like these things doing their benchmarks.
It's all the same. It's all the same iMac. It's just traveling really fast.
Run, Barry, run.
So I think because Renee's going to have to run, we should get right to your
thoughts.
Yes,
a unique point of view, yes.
Yes. What do you think? I guess the first question is this is the low-end iMac. In fact, we're going to talk later about rumors that there is another iMac more powerful coming. But how low-end could it be with an M1 in it? Does it feel pretty snappy?
Yeah, so I mean, the M1 is so interesting to me because I'm used to Apple. Apple did this whole silicon architecture thing. They didn't want to become their own silicon vendor with like every single device as a separate customer because that would lose every advantage of making their own silicon. So they created the scalable architecture, and now they have the M1 in the iPad Pro going all the way up to the iMac, and it performs the same in all of them, but they use it for different things. Like they were very savvy in figuring out that efficiency leads to performance. So they can use M1 to have world-class performance but huge battery life in the MacBook Air or the iPad, and they can use M1 to let them whittle down the chassis on an iMac to almost nothing and give you like a modern version of that translucent iMac take, not because the plastic is see-through, but because the thing is almost two-dimensional. So it's and it doesn't miss a step. Like it is every bit as powerful as any of the other M1 Macs. It's a really interesting, really smart product decision, I think.
Yeah, I mean, everybody focuses, as we just did, on the color. The design, you know, is a refreshed design, but it is kind of feels like as thin as it is, it's like a giant iPad on a stand.
It's like the MacBook Air of iMacs for the first time.
And it is
like
a small screen. I mean, iMac. It's bigger than the 21-inch, but it is not as big as a full-size iMac or an iMac Pro. And I think the rumor is that the next Pro iMacs will be even larger, like 32 inches. Does the screen feel constrained to you? 24 is not bad.
No, it's and because it's so thin, like the interesting thing about this is that you can fit it into almost any nook and any cranny, and because it's not a giant silver bubble butted backed wedge, it's not as obtrusive as the old iMac. I put my 27-inch side by side with it, and it kind of melts away in an interesting way. And I heard a bunch of other people talking about them, like, yeah, my family would never let me put an old iMac there, but they have no problem with an orange one or a green one right
That's
in the kitchen, right in the It's all psychological, but it holds together really well.
So is that a market, guys? I mean, the market of the people who want a computer but don't want anybody to know they have a computer. I guess it is the hidden computer. Yeah. I want people to know I have a computer.
Yeah, me too. But you know, and to Renee's point, like, for instance, like in our house, when you first walk in, we do have a little like nook that we cut into the wall purposely to be like the communication stand, right? That's where you get the mail. Grab your phone off the chargers if you're a do not disturber. I tend to have my phone next to me. Pull up the watch off the charger. Everything is in this one little place. It's the perfect place to put a smaller iMac. Doesn't have to be super powerful. It's close enough to the kitchen. I could pull up a recipe or something real quick. But it's a good, nice little place to have a small hub. And I know a lot of people have similar credenzas and things like that, or a community computer. Say someone comes over, you know, I can't, for work reasons, I can't let them use my laptop, but someone might need to use a computer. Now, I'm not suggesting you go out all ballerific and go buy a really high-end one, but it's a good thing for a low-end computer. So I think the fact that it has a little bit of that beauty utility to it as well lets it lend in for a good design as a home computer.
That's really interesting. That, so now you're saying it's good for a second computer or a third or fourth.
Absolutely.
It's the extra computer, the one that you use for, you know, just checking things in the kitchen.
The hub, or, yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Remember that old school device? Sorry, Andy. Remember that old school device? I forgot what it was. It was made by 3M. It was white. It was super kind of ugly at the time, but it was the Aubrey.
It was the Aubrey. It was a kitchen computer. They even built it
that
way.
Yes. It didn't fly, but nowadays we're getting to the point where something like this could happen. So, yes.
Andy, what did you want to say?
All I was going to say is that it's interesting that, that Apple is even continuing the iMac line, because all-in-ones, like on the PC side of life, they aren't really a big factor. I think Apple themselves has said that iMacs are not the general... People who walk into an Apple store to buy a Mac don't come in intending to buy an iMac. They're for special users and special situations, as opposed to like a Mac Mini or a MacBook that are more general purpose computers for people. Again, this is the sort of things that people are coming in to buy. For someone who wants an all-in-one, they have to have a reason for doing it. And one of them would be, I have a household. I'm not going to buy my kids, each of them, $1,000 laptop or $1,200 laptop. I'm going to buy one nice all-in-one that doesn't take up the entire living room, doesn't take the entire kitchen or whatever, and that's going to be the family computer where we have basically all of our accounts on. So it's an interesting thing. Whereas the iMac used to be the Mac, just like the original Mac Plus, Mac 128, Mac 512, Mac SE was, here's the box that you come in to buy, the iMac that you come in to buy as a Mac. This is now the, it's nice. It's the utility outfielder. Gets the job done. Fills out the roster, but it's certainly not the sort of stuff that's going to get most of the press at the end of the day.
It has a MagSafe connector on the back, which I thought was interesting. How does that work? Does it fall out easily, Renee, or is it pretty secure
in
there?
No, not at all. It fits in really, really well. It's got like a... Here, I'll see if I can hold it out. It's probably too far away, but it's got sort of a ring on the outside and then a little nubbin in the middle, and the whole thing goes in and sticks in magnetically.
Does it snap in? It's got a nice satisfying snap.
Yeah. Well, a magnetic sort of a thock. You know, like when we're all addicted to the AirPods case?
Yeah.
Snapping it open and close. It's like thock, thock, thock. It's really...
It's trying to say my name with a lisp.
Thock rock.
But the interesting thing is they're transiting Ethernet over this cable as well. If you get the higher end,
did you get that
MagSafe adapter? Yeah, and you can plug it in. And I'm guessing because the Thunderbolt, the on package Thunderbolt ports are being taken up, that it's using USB. And I kind of like more USB ports on the power adapter, because why not? It's off your desk. You already plug
it. Make it a hub.
Do it. Let me plug like a printer.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know how well that would work with hard drives.
I love that idea of inside the brick.
Inside the brick. I like it.
Yeah.
Go ahead and get it. Come on, Renee. We want to see it. Get it. Go bring it to us.
Can we go get it?
Yeah. Like, he's going to run and get it.
Now we can talk about how jealous we are and how much we hate him that he got pre-release iMac and
oh,
we got Pupkis.
Oh, look at the front. Oh, Doc Rock. Is it beautiful? Do you love it?
I'm in love.
Now, the only complaint I've heard about this at all is the white bezels. and you can see him there. I know. I think you're right, Doc Rock. This is not the computer you put at your workstation for editing photos. This is more really a family computer kind of thing, right? So the white bezels wouldn't be.
Yeah. See, you know the sad part about M1? I shouldn't say the sad part, but the part about M1 that's going to be impressive to people is it is so powerful that you are going to want to do those things. But when they put it out there, they weren't thinking, hey, we want to put out this workstation that comes in Fruit Loop colors, right? It was intended to be a fun, Apple, they love to add fun and excitement and things into the product. That's part of their character identity. And as Renee said, they have been recently following this design language that is very on point. Like, they have been very, very specific with their design language. So I think for me personally, it's a dope computer. And although you can edit your photos and things on it, because people are going to be coming from a higher end iPhone, higher end iPads, and that, I'm not going to replace my studio computer with it. But it is a fantastic get some work done when I'm at the house. You know, let my niece use it when she comes over. Don't have to worry about her harming anything, you know. So, yeah.
I don't know if this is related to pandemic or if it's, you know, design goes through cycles. Apple, clearly color is in. Google today at its Google I.O. announced their new design language for Android 12, Material U, and it's all about color. Customizable colors, picking up the color of your wallpaper.
Can I tell you why I hate this though?
Why?
Leo? I like it in general, and I like the white bezel. I thought I would hate them because I'm all in on the black bezels, but in a room, like when you put it in a house, they fade away. Like most people have lighter colored walls or colors in black. It just sticks out so much against this.
Only Alex this Lindsay really has 30% gray walls. Translucent. Yeah. So that makes a lot of sense. Did it feel stable?
No, it's totally stable. But I mean, like on the subject of the nostalgia marketing, like to me, I always think of The Watchmen, not the movie, but the original comic book where Adrian Veidt was having like this futuristic millennium marketing. And then the minute the doomsday clock started counting down, he switched to nostalgia and explained that whenever people are stressed or anxious, whenever they're worried about the future, you remind them of their past because that's comforting and warm and nurturing to them. It gives them those feelings of better days and better times, but it's in the past. It becomes hard to move forward. So like, I really want to push back against like nostalgia marketing because I think that's really cynical. Hope that they're to the like a next step forward. Reintegrate the good things about them, but don't try to make us feel like, don't pander to our anxiety. Make us hopeful for the future again.
Yeah. I also note, related or not, that Apple is confirming that they are discontinuing the Space Gray Magic keyboards, trackpads, and mice, the keyboards that came with the Space Gray iMac Pro. I'm going to keep mine. They're going to be a collector's item. Machine. Yeah. Color is in this year. It's back. I mean, it's totally cyclic. I mean, it happens in fashion every decade or so.
It is more human. Like, colors are so
human. I like colors. Yeah. Sometimes we want to be more sedate, and then sometimes not, I guess.
The brave no segment.
Go ahead.
Sorry, Doc Rock. Man, Andy and I are having fun today dancing. I was going to say, the brave segment of this is when we had it back in the past, one of the things that was always weird was you'd go into the stock room. At that time, I was at CompUSA, and there'd be all of one particular color left or all of another particular color left. Everything else is sold out. But I think now, like, the planning of, you know, making sure you have the right amount of colors in the right space is very hard to do. So I wonder, like, what type of thought they put into, like, we know for a fact red, blue, automatically gone no matter
SKU
what.
Management.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how you manage that. That part to me is brave, very brave right now for something this price range.
Famously, it's a thing Steve Jobs did when he came back to Apple as he cut the SKUs because you can't do that many different.
But he introduced the colors. Like, he gave us of the
Bonday
Fruit
Blue,
Loops,
baby.
iMacs, and the iBooks, and then he canceled all of it and gave us a decade of bee-blasted aluminum.
I really honestly think you have to keep your ear to the rail on fashion, and it changes. I've been watching Netflix has a great series with Ewan McGregor on Halston, the designer, who brought color to women's fashions in the 70s. And it's very much that same thing. It's like, oh, it's been, you know, black and white Chanel suits, and all of a sudden there's color and there's form. And this is just what happens in design, and it's all cyclical. At the Google I.O., the Google I.O. designer came on, Matthias came on to talk about it.
Matthias Duarte.
The guy who does material design, and he's doing the new Material U. And let me see if I can find his quote. Emotion is essential, and beauty is everything. And that's how he announced the new color palettes for the material design. So
I forever love him from WebOS. He can do no wrong in my eyes because he made WebOS.
He's a good designer. And he comes on, he wears floral print shirts and stuff. He's famous for that. And So good. I'm glad color is back. Anything else to say before we let you go about the new iMac? Any other thoughts?
The camera is actually good. I mean,
God.
720p is in potato cameras on the MacBooks for a while. The 1080p cameras on the iMacs were good, but they had the T2 image signal processor, which is an A10, repurposed A10 chip. And this has basically the A14. The M1 is analogous to the A14 in terms of silicon IP. So it's got the same image signal processor as an iPhone. And if you had a YouTube drama or like T channel or like a reaction channel, you could totally film it with this camera and these microphones.
Wow.
And the speakers are ridiculous. Like, I know there was a whole bunch of kvetching. I'm sure you guys will talk about it later. There was a whole bunch of kvetching about Apple not putting lossless audio into a lot of their Bluetooth devices. But they spent so much of the last 3 years building it into the spatial audio thing. They're doing it from everything now. And like they've got speakers in this iMac that have no right to sound anywhere nearly as good as they do, because this thing is like a stretched out, I don't know, it's like a griddle or something. It is so thin, and it's got the force canceling technology that the MacBook Pro has. So it's got really good bass without it shaking your table. The whole thing is really well done.
So you're making me want one, even though I know I shouldn't buy one.
Wait for the big one, Leo. Wait for the big one.
Who should not buy this? Besides
anybody,
me.
Like, well, if you want to be able to throw something in your bag, you're going to want an iPad or a MacBook. You know, it's just like if you need your computer.
Yeah, clearly,
places,
you don't throw an iMac in your bag. Around. Yeah, but yeah.
Well, I mean, Marquez takes it, so I'm not gonna be judgy about it.
Right.
Like if you want to take it to the coffee shop as the ultimate after lockdown flex, like you can. It's 10 pounds. But like for just moving around your house, it's fine. But I think it's really, or for people who really want to do like workstation level work, there's going to be an M series iMac Pro, you know, within the next year that will give you way more cores and way more ports and just way more of everything, things that are really appealing to pro users. But I think if you're looking for a computer for your home, it's really hard to get good displays these days. People discount the value of a good display, and Apple has one of the best display teams in the world. Like, it's hard to get a display this good that costs as much as the iMac, and you get a free Mac thrown in with this.
Right.
So if that appeals to you and you want to be able to put it anywhere in your house and have it like look like a piece of decor and not a piece of technology, like you want it for the kids, you want it just as like a home computer, you want it in your spa and like front of house at a gym, places like that, places that I think want to have a real humanistic feel and a really big high quality display, I think that's the sweet spot for this.
Price as configured, that particular one you have.
1 terabyte, 16 gigabytes. There's not a lot of options anymore with the M series processors. You don't get to configure like the number
right.
of cores or frequencies.
Right. Two ports in the back, right? Thunderbolt ports?
Two Thunderbolt plus two USB.
And two USB.
Three.
Okay.
So, yeah, they all look the same, so they have a little Thunderbolt icon on it so you can tell the difference.
It's tempting. And what did you say the price was for that model? Do you know?
I believe this one is $16.99.
Okay. So it's not, I mean, nothing Apple does is cheap. It's still expensive in that, you know, compared to other people's computers. They start at $12.99, but as configured, that's about $16.99. But still tempting, you know, if you needed one for the, you know where you put this on the phone desk?
Yes.
Nobody has a phone desk anymore. But if you had a phone desk, that's where you would put this.
So that's what I meant by my communication stand.
Yeah.
My communication stand is a fallback to the old phone desk because I grew up with that and I liked having it. You know, we all dropped our keys there. When you came home, that's when you checked for mail if you had any packages underneath. And in Hawaii, everyone takes their shoes off. And so ours has the place to put your shoes in. Like, you don't wear shoes in the house here because of red dirt clay. Your house would be atrocious. So you just, it's like the perfect spot for that. So, yeah, some people still do. We just don't have a phone line.
Right. It's funny because people know what I say when you say the phone desk, even though nobody has them anymore. Grandma had a phone desk. Renee, we're going to let you go. I know you have another meeting to get to. I'm so glad we could get you on, though, with your review of
Can I add one last thing, Leo?
Yes.
Yeah, the other thing that I thought was really clever is the Touch ID implementation because
they have a secure block.
Yeah, they have a secure block. It's not even they started with a system in package with the T1. They went to a T2 chip, which was essentially the A10. Now they have the M1, so they don't need anything. The secure element is built in to the iMac still, but you need something to securely authenticate on the keyboard because you don't want to just ship unauthenticated. So they have a secure block in the keyboard that does the authentication for you and then beams the secure token to the Mac. And I think it's just a really clever combination of technologies.
Good. Yeah, it sounds like, I hate to say it, you know, I was kind of poo-pooing it as, oh, it's too low end, but this sounds like actually exactly where the iMac should be. If you want a pro device, I bought the iMac Pro, it was very, very expensive. And honestly, if you want a pro device, you probably want a Mac Mini high-end or a Mac Pro high-end, not an iMac. You want something to give you more monitors, more capability, and a certainly larger monitor. So this is the home computer, as it should be. And if there is a market for home computers, this is the perfect one for it.
and it's a consumer-friendly version again. It's not just a smaller version of the same old iMac. It feels like the iPhone XR, 11, 12, the iPad Air, like the more consumer version of the product, specifically designed for consumers, not just pared down for consumers, and I love that.
Yeah. Renee, I'm so glad we could get you on and get your review. I wish I could get a purple one. That's beautiful. That's really, really
They're all beautiful. It's so pretty. Hard to decide.
They really are. Thank you, Renee.